talk about your collection of toys?
It's a nice group. You know, had talent here, but you know, you're always trying to get better. You know, the guys we brought in, you know, it's been great for the room. You know, bring in Bo, Mitch, Vinny. You know, those guys showed up and showed why they've been special players in this league. So I think it's been pretty good adding some new juice in there.
From the outside looking in, you knew this Bucks defense, and they've been known for their defense with this franchise. When you saw they finished last in the league in defense, was that a little surprising?
Yes, it is, because you know, the year before they was in the top 10 and things, and you know, being a coach and a player in this league, it's a fine line between good and bad, and sometimes you got to look yourself in the mirror and see where did I go wrong in that. And I think what they did even before I got here, those guys sat back and they observed themselves and was like, wow. You know, we didn't have the same effort. We made some mental mistakes that helped us to end up that way. And so now they come back working with an attitude, trying to correct those things.
Coach, with you being a former player, how important is accountability among the players? We've had some players talk about in the offseason there wasn't enough accountability next year. You guys can coach them all day long, but doesn't it have to come from inside that room a lot of times?
Yeah, it has to come from inside that room, you know, because the coach, you know, most of us in this group are parents. You can yell at your kids all you want to, but then sooner or later just become, there go mom and dad again. But just like a coach, it falls on deaf ears. But if I'm accountable to my brother beside me, in front of me or behind me, now when he says something, it means a little bit more. And that's what football is all about. It's the ultimate team sport. You can have 10 guys on the same page doing everything exactly right, and one guy gets selfish or don't do his responsibility, it's a bad play and it hurts the whole team. And so what those guys are starting to develop and see is that, look, we got to count on one another. I got to trust that the guy beside me and behind me is doing his job, and he's got to have that trust in me. And they know the only way you can have that is by working together and going hard. Is it going to be perfect? No, it's never going to be perfect. But you want to strive for perfection.
If your guys up front, Buck, do the job that you want them to do, if they do it, how much easier will that ease the burden off the defensive backs that got in trouble last year?
Oh, it is. It is. We just had that talk today, and I was telling those guys, I've never blamed a defensive back for a long pass or giving up a whole bunch of yardage, because we're closer to the quarterback before the receiver is on the route. So we affect everybody's job. And so we stop the run, we keep the linebackers free, their job is better. We get to the quarterback, the defensive back's jobs are better. And so with that type of responsibility, we got to work hard and expect it from ourselves and not just look for anybody. We the big brothers. We're the foundation. You build a house on a shaky foundation, I don't care how many bells and whistles you put on, it's going to collapse. So we come there, we land the foundation that Smitty can build wherever he wants to on this defensive line. That's what we're working for.
After that speech, they probably asked for more money.
Need to.
What's the most important thing? I know you've only worked with the guys, you know, for a couple months now, but I mean, what's the most important thing that you want your guys to take from you, at least at this point, you know, in your practices and your meetings?
The thing I want them to take from, don't make football a science. Don't make it bigger than what it is. Football is a sport that's based on pure fundamentals. Tackling, running, blocking, you know, using good technique, and that's what we work on. Mercedes is still a Mercedes where you got rims on it or not, right? It's still a very expensive car, and it gets you where you want to go. We ain't got to have all the bells and whistles. We want to play technique sound football. We want to be true to the game. And they hear me all the time. I don't do a bunch of drills. I do what helps you in the game. You know, the basics, get off, hands, you know, knowing what's going to happen to you before it happens to you. Nah, just line up and whoop the man in front of you. And I've told them before, if you can do that, I'm going to be happy. You're going to win some, you're going to lose some. Just make sure you win more than you lose. But then we'll come back, we'll look at it, and we'll go over it again. But we're not going to make it something bigger than what it is.
How's a bigger guy like Vea help your defense in 347?
He's just playing. I play next to Chris Jenkins, who's 360 in the same style of defense. Size don't mean nothing in this game. Aaron Donald's the best defensive lineman in the game. He's, what, 285? So size don't mean nothing to me. I don't get caught up in size. Oh, he's big. Vita's a football player. That's all we look for in the draft. We look for the best football player that can help the Tampa Bay Bucks get better and hopefully win some games. And what Vita can help us do is be the best Vita he can be. If he got B-gap, be in that B gap, whether it's two or three people on them, you go in that B gap. And that's what we asked him to do, nothing more, nothing less.
What do you like most about him in terms of what he does on the field?
What I like more about him is he doesn't have a problem laughing at himself. I mean, he's an easy guy to coach. You know, if you get on, you ask him about something, and you tell him, you know, that, all right, coach, I got it. And he works hard. He wants to be great. You know, he wants to be good. You know, you get a 350-pound guy, you ask him to run down on punt team in college, and he did it. Most guys have been hesitant, you know, to do it. He did it with a smile because he loves pleasing other people. And that goes to that accountability. You know, I love about him that he wants to be good because he wants the trust from all his veteran teammates and even his rookie teammates. So that's the good thing about him. He's humble, want to work, and want to be a part of it.
Well, you mentioned the fundamentals, but when you're tired, sometimes you lose the fundamentals, you get sloppy.
What is tired? Tired don't exist.
When you're able to run out eight different guys, as far as the defensive line is concerned, that tiredness goes away and you're able to lose the fundamentals. So how important is that?
Yeah, it's great. You know, the more players you have, the more you trust to go out there, you even out the workload. So now, if I've been a great player with 60 plays, how much better can I be if I only have to play 35? Now I can play those full speed, 100 miles per hour. Because don't count your plays, just make your plays count. And so, you know, we don't even talk about being tired because we work, each one of my guys work to the point where they could play 100 plays straight. But now you cut those down, look at the energy you're going to have. Because in the end goal, it don't matter if I have 1,000 tackles and we're 3-13. The end goal is to win the game. And I want the guys on the field who's fresh and give us the opportunity to be the best we can be as a defensive line every snap.
What's your impression of Jared McCoy? He's a guy that's been to 6 Pro Bowls in a row, but hasn't gotten to the playoffs yet. And he's, you know, he's 30 years old now. He's I'm sure, jonesing for that opportunity.
Well, the first thing, you know, Gerald's a good kid. Let's get that. He's a good, well-respected kid. He's very respectful. He works hard. He wants to be great. But like if I had to talk with Gerald, like now you got to work on it. Now you get to the point of being 30 years old. It's not about your ability now. It's about playing the game up here. And I sat down and watched film with him. I told him, the way you're going to improve your game is mentally evolve your game even more. And he wants it. He's hungry for it because he's, for 8 years, he's done the same thing, been successful, but he hasn't showed up for the team. So now I'm challenging him personally to go to that next level, not get stronger, not get faster, play the game up here. Know what they're going to do to you before it happens. Be smarter about it. Embrace your teammates around you, and then just watch it grow. Because I don't need a Superman. I need a whole bunch of super friends that can work well.
You look at body type, and you think automatically, oh, Vea is this guy that can just eat up multiple defenders. He's a run stopper. But you see on tape, he can get to the quarterback. Gerald is getting up there in age. I mean, would it be unrealistic to think that Vea could actually, on some plays, line up at 3 technique and kind of free him up, or, you know, give Gerald a breather here and there?
Well, you know, all my guys will be versatile to line up anywhere. You know, it's not about, like I told you before, it's not about size. It's not about ability. It's about having a phenomenal will just to want to play ball. So with the new guys that we got, it gives us a lot of versatility. We hadn't decided, you know, where guys are going to play right now. We're working on the fundamentals, trying to get everybody prepared that if I say go play this position, go play that, all right, coach, I'm going to go. I'm comfortable, you know, knowing it. And then as we go through camp, preseason, the rest of the offseason, then we'll start molding this thing into shape. Because I told him the other day, we're just 90 people looking for a job right now.
Have you settled on that, like a base front? Are you over under defense? Or, you know, is Gerald a 3 technique still? And what is the front?
Right now, we're working on technique. We don't have no front. New collective bargaining agreement, you don't know what front you're in. You just know technique, get off, get in the best shape you can be, be mentally ready. Now, as we begin to evolve, Coach Smith, we'll sit back and say, hey, we might be better than this, and then we'll attach it now. But right now, we're just trying to get all our guys ready to see what we can do. The more they can do, the more versatile we're going to be.
Yeah. Is this like a period of discovery for you as a new coach, trying to see what these guys can do physically?
Yeah, it really is, you know, because I'm new here, and now you see it on film, but sometimes the film doesn't tell at all. Now I get a chance to work with them personally, So I can see the way they move. I can see what their strengths and what their weaknesses are. And that's what I try to do as a coach. I try to attack your weaknesses to help you lift that up, but why I build on your strength. And I have a saying, I let lions be lions and giraffes be giraffes. If you're a great run stopper, I'm not going to ask you to rush the passer all the time. You know, I'm going to let you be successful at one thing and build toward working to be an all-around player.
Ogleston was a guy that signed a big contract extension, had two really good back-to-back years before that. Last year, I think he'll leave it that. He didn't live up to expectations. What's his mindset been? How has he been so far with you in the room? And I'm sure he's looking to bounce back.
Oh, Will Golston's been, he's been great. You know, he's one of the first guys I talked to when I came in. He said, Coach, I think I got a little too big last year. I was like, now that you know that, do something about it. He's actually 15 pounds lighter right now. And he's working to evolve himself mentally, too. Because when you watch, the hardest thing to do as a player is to look at myself and be critical of myself. And I tell them all the time, you got to be more critical than yourself than me. If I care more about it than you, then it's an imbalance. But Will has been a guy, he's wrote down the stuff. All right, Coach, I want to get better at this. I want to get better at that. How can I do it? And he asks some questions. And that's the only thing you can ask from a kid. Everybody has a down year, but it's the way you bounce back. And I think if he keep on working, he'll have a chance to bounce back and be what he want to be.
Obviously, there's a lot more to playing defensive line than a sack. But it's been a lot of years since this line had a double-digit sack guy. Do you think that's possible this year?
I don't know. We'll get to that. But I know this is what I want them to do. And I did a study. You look at the teams that have that's top 10 in sacks, they're normally pretty good at stopping the run. So I want them to concentrate on stopping the run and put themselves in a better situation to get sacks. I don't worry about double-digit sacks. I want double-digit wins. And now with double-digit wins, you're going to get sacks. You're going to do all those other things. The bottom line to me is to win games.
Who are some of the biggest influences on you as a coach specifically?
The biggest influence on me, really me as a coach, John Mitchell, I have to say, who's my first D-line coach in Pittsburgh, a guy who taught me to count on the fundamentals. You know, he used to always say, believe in the dark what it said to you in the light. Meaning that, trust it, I tell you fundamentals are going to work. When it gets dark out there and you're tired and it's hot and I can't go, fall back on your fundamentals. But you got to be, you have to be worked on it so much that you trust going back to him. He has been a big guy. You look at Bill Walsh, who I had a chance when he was the president of San Fran when I was out there playing. He was real about playing the game from up here. Be very mental about the game. Even when your body is sore, you can mentally will yourself through anything, but you have to exercise the brain because it's the strongest muscle. So the way you exercise it, watching film, studying stuff, know that opponent better than he knows himself. So now if I know what you finna do to me, I can anticipate. I don't have to guess. And now I play ahead when I'm 30, 36 years old and I should slow down. Well, I'm playing faster here, it still looks the same. And then, of course, you know, I coached kids growing up. They've been a real big influence on me because they taught me everybody wants to play this game, but everybody learns at different levels. So coaching 7 to 9 year olds, I had to have 27 different coaching plans to get the best out of each kid. And so when I come into a room with 12 people, Vinny learns different from Gerald. Gerald learns different from Bo. My job is to get each one of them the information they need and get them to galvanize and come out and play together. So those things have really influenced the way I coach and how I am.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Thanks.